Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in a Christian community. So now, get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know you're doing wonderful, marvelous, incredible, special, and fine, because these are all adjectives people use to describe you. You know, you are one of the most important people on the planet, and I'm going to tell you why you are one of the most important people on the planet. You are so uplifting, nurturing, giving, and you go out your way to help people and build people up, that without you, what would this world be? I can't even fathom it. So you are very, very important. And you are one of God's favorite people. And so I just want to give you a round of applause. Yay! Continue doing what you're doing because you make God look great. And you truly are a blessing to everybody around you, in your community, in your home, and especially to me. I am so proud of who you are, and I'm proud that you're in this ministry. Well, let me tell you, today we are so very, very blessed to have one of the most outstanding guest stars that we've had in a long time. Her name is Sandilia Day. She was born on July 18, 1983, at Nassau County Medical Center. She was raised in Freeport, New York, and attended Freeport Public Schools. After graduating from Freeport High School in 2001, she attended Temple University in Philadelphia as a pre-pharmacy major for 2 years and worked as a certified pharmacy technician for 8 years. She transferred schools and graduated with a bachelor's in interdisciplinary studies from Queens College in 2006. Ultimately, she came to a realization that her calling was to become an educator. She currently works at Roosevelt Children's Academy Charter School in Long Island and is pursuing her Master's of Arts in teaching at Queens College. Hi, Sandilia. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm great. I'm so glad that you came on the show today.
Wonderful. I'm happy to be here and happy that you invited me.
Thank you. We are so definitely blessed to have you on the show. You know, your passion for educating people and children is so beautiful. And the fact that you're in pursuit of your master's currently is so very, very special. How did you know you wanted to become an educator?
Well, initially, I actually didn't. I was exposed to the field of healthcare for a very long time growing up. My grandfather owns his own pharmacy, and as I went to pursue pharmacy in my undergraduate studies, I realized that something was missing. When I was in the field for so many years, prior to that, I have always had a desire to help people in general, and I thought of a profession. I had some time after I had my daughter, and I really thought of an area that needed people that actually cared about how children were doing. And once I came to that conclusion that I cared about how children were doing, what they were doing, and I also wanted the best for my daughter after I had her, I said, the best profession to go into would actually be teaching. I have a desire to help people, and I really respected those teachers that really played an important and meaningful role in my life, and I wanted to give back to the community, and I thought, well, what better way is there to do that than to go into teaching? And that's when I ultimately made the decision to go into that profession as an educator.
That's beautiful. You know, people remember the names of their teachers, you know, because they have such an influential role in their lives. And definitely we're glad that you have joined that beautiful, or in the pursuit of joining that beautiful profession. In 2008, you said you became the proud parent of a beautiful daughter. At three, she is well-mannered, courteous, intelligent, has a relationship with God, praise you, Jesus, and has excellent socialization skills. What steps did you take to instill manners, socialization skills, and a relationship with God in her at such an early age?
Well, let's see. Where should I begin? Well, one thing... One thing that I did, because it's very difficult as a first-time mother, and you go through things, and a lot of times when you're experiencing it, you feel like you're experiencing it alone, and you don't have anybody to talk to, and it's really, really, really a learning process. So I think that I initially started by just speaking to people about certain things. I mean, you have those people who have went through what you went through before, and sometimes you ask them, how did you do it, and what did you do? Because my mom, she's actually, I'm one of four kids, and she had us very young. So I would ask her, like, what are some of the things that you did? And, of course, she gave me some tips, and I always felt love from her. So I think as a parent, the first thing that you want to show your child you want to make them feel loved, and you want to show them affection and be compassionate towards them and instill within them a sense of self-worth. And I think from doing that, it impacts them positively, and you just need to be a role model to your children. You can't just tell a child to do something and then they see you doing totally opposite of what you're telling them to do. So I think that's the most important thing, and just reinforcing positive behavior. When you see them doing something good and you see them behaving well in a well-mannered way, you reinforce it, and you set the ground rules, and you explain to them or you tell them. At a young age, it's very hard to give an explanation to a child, but you kind of just speak to them in a way where they understand. And that's what I tried to do. When I would give her something, if she would ask me for something, I would kind of speak to her and say, may I please? And after I would give it to her, I would say thank you. So that's how I instilled a level of to make her courteous the way she is. And just keep reinforcing that on a daily basis.
And how do you instill a sense of self-worth? That, you know, that's a tricky thing, because a lot of people as adults suffer from low self-esteem. So how do you instill self-worth? And I would say your child definitely has a sense of self-worth. So how did you give that to her? That's such a tremendous thing.
Well, what I did, the way that I gave that to her, well, one is just exposure. I would expose her to certain things, and I would do certain crafts with her, such as painting, and take her to museums, and just show her that I had an appreciation for her creativity. And I think that as parents, you really have to, you know, not really be, a lot of people can compare one child to another, but every child comes into this world with their own form of uniqueness. You know, every child is unique in their own way. And just commend her on things. As a child, she's growing and she's learning, and, you know, she has imperfections that inevitably she'll correct. And I just offer her positive reinforcement when she does something, or she draws something, or she colors something. I just make her feel like her work is appreciated. Oh, that's beautiful. And can you draw me something else? And just encourage her to do more and express herself more and express her creativity more, and even hang it up in her room, hang it up on the refrigerator, and just really allow her with the opportunity to encounter or confront her forms of creativity in her own atmosphere at home.
That's
and
beautiful.
I think that is a big thing to do in order to instill a sense of self-worth and appreciation in a child.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. What recommendations would you have for other people so that they can effectively teach their children, too, how to become courteous, engaged, morally correct young people, and so that they process and understand the information that they are receiving? Now, I know, Sandy, you're going, wow, she just handed me a huge thing. So, you know, can you share with the listening audience maybe 10 to 15 ways people can teach their children this?
Well, some way, what, the first thing I think is to instill the love of Christ in your child.
Mm-hmm.
In turn, this will teach them to honor their parents, and when a child honors their parents, they'll give ear to their instruction. Mm-hmm. In this day and age, you have a lot of calamity in the household, and you have a lot of disrespect or lack of awareness going on in response to children noticing how they should conduct themselves in front of adults or in front of their elders or even with their own parents. And I think that when you instill the love of Christ in your child, they will understand that it's important to respect their parents as well as others around them. And in respecting their parents and in learning how to respect their parents, one, they'll heed to their instruction, and they'll also learn how to respect and honor those in their surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I would say is to utilize positive reinforcement, as I mentioned previously, for commendable behavior and for a child's actions, because this works positively on a child's wantonness to please their parents and others. I mean, just being an educator or going into education and being around children, you see their desire. I see their desire on a daily basis to want to please the teacher or want to please a teaching assistant who is in the room. And sometimes when their behavior doesn't warrant them to have certain privileges, they have a desire to want to redeem themselves. And I think that honoring their desire to want to do that and recognizing it and sometimes allowing them to redeem themselves gives them that feeling of self-worth, and, you know, the teacher's really taking into consideration that I do want to do well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's important.
And I had a question for you. On the first point, you said instill first and foremost a sense of a relationship with God. How do you instill that in your children? And that leads me to the second question. Through positive reinforcement, what types of things should a parent do?
Okay, repeat that question again.
You said instill into, your first point was instill into your child a sense of being one, a relationship with God, right?
Okay.
Okay. And how can a parent do that through positive reinforcement?
Well, I think a parent can do that by, one, being a role model to the child. So if a child
mm-hmm.
sees that parent reading their scripture, or a child can also give, a parent can also give a child different forms of literature to build on that's catered to their level and
mm-hmm.
their age. And one thing I feel is very important that I do with my daughter every night is I read to her. And I have this little princess book, and in the book, it speaks about how she's Jesus's princess, and it has a lot of good things in there, and it says how it's important, and it teaches her certain morals that
mm-hmm.
she should have, and it teaches her how it's good to be forgiving and how it's good to be nice to people. So I think at a younger age that a child learns very much through imitative behavior. So just serving as a good role model to your child and singing songs of praise with them and taking them to church or being affiliated with the church and really setting the tone of
mm-hmm.
a Christ-like atmosphere within your home, because everything starts from the home, that provides them with something, a foundation to continue to build on.
Amen. Amen. Good. Because, you know, the reason why I ask is because, you know, some people just don't know how to go about doing it. So I just wanted to clarify that point. I'm sorry to interrupt you. You were on point, going to point three?
And, well, I just wanted to add to that a little bit, because one thing I always thought it was very important to do, a lot of times in life people take for granted the things that they have. And so one thing I also incorporate is prayer. At a very young age, I started my daughter praying over her food and just showing how she's thankful and appreciative for those things that oftentimes go unnoticed. A lot of times we don't realize how blessed we are until something that we've had for so long has been taken away from us. So just to show appreciation for food, for shelter, and things that a lot of people in this world go without.
Right.
But just continue. I just wanted to add that because I think that's also another important thing.
That's a beautiful gem, and I'm glad that you added that because, you know, when you say your child is praying, she's 3 years old and she knows her prayers. She knows the Lord's Prayer. She knows she has a level of respect that's outstanding. And, you know, it's just incredible when you compare her to other children who show lack of respect and, you know, not knowing. So definitely you have done a great job of doing that.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so you were giving other parents guidance on what they can do.
Yes. Another thing I would say is I think it's very important for a parent to develop meaningful tactics to address unacceptable behavior. A lot of times when a child behaves or acts a certain way or loses a parent's trust because they may not have been honest or they may have done something that was against the parent. When something is not taken away that is meaningful to them and the consequence for their behavior is not meaningful, it doesn't have to be through physical chastisement. It can just be through verbal chastisement. It could be through taking away privileges. And sometimes children need an explanation behind what they did, because when a foundation is being set, sometimes they don't really understand how their actions may have affected them or another person. So I think giving them an explanation and explaining to them why what they did was not acceptable and taking away something that's meaningful really gives the child an opportunity to reflect on ways that they can improve themselves and always put that child in a situation. If you were this person, I do this a lot in the classroom to my students because they come and say, oh, Mrs. Day, this person did that to me, whether they hit them, whether they said something mean or demeaning to them. And I tell them, how would it make you feel if someone said that to you? And when you put them in the shoes of another person, they can really reflect on how they would feel, and it becomes meaningful to them. And I think that's another important thing. And
I totally agree. That's great.
Yeah, I feel that as parents, a lot of times we want to tell our kids what we went through, and we want to shield them from everything in the world. We just want to protect them from everything, and rightfully so. But I think that we also have to remember that we were kids once and we were children once and we wanted our freedom and our sense of independence. And I think it's very important that even though parents should set rules and boundaries should be developed, that children have to be given an opportunity to learn through exploration. And the reason why I feel, and I'm adamant about that, is because they have to learn from their own experiences and mistakes, and I feel that from them doing that, it develops a sense of independence because one day they're going to go out into the world on their own, and we just want to create a foundation for them to build on, but we don't want to enable them to the point where when they do go out into the real world, they're not able to fend for themselves. And a lot of times that's where our faith comes in and where we have to put faith in the Lord and just know that he protects our family and know that we instilled those things within that child and they'll go out into the world. And sometimes children deviate as we all have done in the past. But eventually, if you instill the correct things within that child, they may deviate a little bit, but ultimately they'll come back.
Excellent. Now we have a caller on the line.
Okay.
Hold on. Hi, caller. You're on Taboo Talk. Who's calling?
Yes, this is Chris Gagliardi, host of Youth Worldview on Blog Talk Radio. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I was listening about the youth and responsibility and everything, and I have to say I wholeheartedly agree the parents need to teach kids to be able to earn their freedom. They need to be earning it by learning how to be responsible with their freedom, because if they abuse the freedoms too much, then they're going to have to deal with the law of cause and effect, if you understand where I'm coming from. I didn't know anything about freedom because I was born with a condition called infantile autism. But as I learned about responsibility, I earned my freedom a little bit more by learning how to pay the rent, wash the clothes, wash dishes, cook for my own meals and everything like that. Even learning how to buy a bus ticket and everything, or a plane ticket or any kind of ticket in particular for anywhere I want to go. And that's because it's very important to know what the limitations are on what you can and cannot do. And that's something I think we need to teach kids these days, more important than ever before, is to earn your freedom. You got to know what comes with the territory, the responsibilities, the obligations you got to fulfill, and you need to know what's right and what's wrong as well, because that way, if we can teach our kids these kinds of things, then they can have the freedom, but they can do it wisely. They can invest in their responsibilities wisely and teach other children and the generations ahead what's important.
Okay. Well, thank you for adding that valuable piece of wisdom. And I need to connect back to our main speaker because we're coming to the end of the show. But I want to thank you for calling in and adding your words of wisdom. It was truly appreciated.
You're quite welcome. Take good care now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sandilia?
Yes.
Yes, that was excellent feedback we got from our caller.
Very wonderful feedback. Very wonderful feedback.
Well, Sandilia, I just want to let you know we're coming to the end of our show. It has been phenomenal, and I know you have a lot more points to make. So I'm going to ask you in advance if you wouldn't mind coming back and sharing the remaining points that you have with the listening audience.
Sure, sure. I was almost briefing up, but I stopped at allowing a child to learn through exploration, and the gentleman did make a valid point. And that's why I said that rules can be set and boundaries developed as well, because that's very important. And I wanted to move on that. I also wanted to end with a Proverbs, Proverbs 22:6. And it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Amen.
And so,
can you repeat that, please?
Train up a, excuse me, it's Proverbs 22:6, and it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Beautiful.
So I think that it is very important to teach children about responsibility and discipline and all of those other positive characteristics that go into becoming an adult and go into the growth process from being a toddler into adolescence and all the way up into the years of adulthood. And I think that that proverb pretty much sums up the way that we should, the way and the things that we should incorporate when we're raising children and we're trying to give them guidance and direction in a world of many things, I would say.
Amen. Amen. Let me just give you a round of applause. You just dropped some beautiful jewels and wisdom on Taboo Talk. That was a blessing to me and everyone listening, and we got callers calling in because they were impacted by what you said. So thank you so much. Santhelia, for your information and for agreeing to come back and share some more to continue what you had started so people get the full view of what they need to do because, you know, knowledge is power. We want our children to be the most powerful and sound and righteous and morally correct children that they can be. So definitely raising them right. And that proverb that you said, Proverbs 22:6?
Yes.
Giving them the foundation so that it will never depart them is what we want. So, Sandelia, there's a way that people can reach you if they have any questions or want to talk to you about what you mentioned today. Is there an email address that they can reach you at?
Yes, absolutely. They can reach me at smclaren100@qc.cuny.edu, and I will spell that out. That's
thank you.
smclaren100@qc.cuny.edu.
Thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
Can you spell that one more time just so they can get it?
Absolutely. It's S M C L A R E N 100 at qc.cuny.edu.
Amen. And Sandelia is full of wisdom, so if you have a question or you're curious about learning more about what she's speaking about, follow up with her. She will return your email. She's very prompt and courteous, and you can rest assured that you'll get a great, thorough answer. Thank you, Sandelia, again for coming on board. We appreciate you, and we look forward to having you again.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me.
Anytime. And to you, listener Taboo Talk, remember, you are very special. That's why people like Sandelia Day came on to the show and why people keep coming back to give you information. They know that you deserve nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, and a wonderful life will occur for you. This episode of Taboo Talk featuring me, Lady Charmaine Day, and guest starring Sandelia Day was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on me, Lady Charmaine Day, go to www.ladychardaynedaway.com. Again, that's www.ladychardaynedaway.com. MAINEDAY.com. There you can read my monthly blog, find out more about me, join my Facebook and YouTube fan page, and also, if I'm your source for spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation and tithes on the website. In addition, I have just published my fifth book called Heed Simple, which is a motivation and inspirational book that will help you have a more happy, joyful, prosperous, and abundant life. Please pick up your copy in a gift store, and I guarantee you, you will enjoy the book. So get your copy, get a chance. This ministry appreciates and thanks you for continuing to make your contributions, your donations, and for supporting us by tuning in each week and being a blessing to the ministry. Remember, at all times, we think you're incredible and very, very special. Goodbye.